My name is Jean Moore, and I'm the principal investigator for the Oral Health Workforce Research Center. The center recently completed a research project to understand how demographic changes within the dental profession, especially changes in gender distribution, are affecting dental practice characteristics and practice locations. The center collaborated with the Health Policy Institute of the American Dental Association to conduct this study. Simona Serdu, the lead researcher for this study, is here to talk about her work. Simona, can you provide a brief description of your study and what methods you used to conduct this research?
Of course. Thank you for the introduction. To answer your question, the goal of the study was to evaluate differences in dental practice characteristics and service delivery by gender to anticipate changes that might affect the availability of dental services for underserved populations. For this project, we analyzed data from the American Dental Association's master file and annual survey of dental practice.
What were your key findings?
In 2016, nearly 30% of all dentists in the U.S. were female versus 24% in 2010, which indicates that more women are entering the field. Overall, female dentists are younger and additionally, they are more diverse than their male colleagues. Higher proportions of females were Hispanic, Black or African American, or were foreign trained, suggesting increasing cultural and language diversity among dentists as well. Female dentists were also more likely to complete residency training in general dentistry or in pediatric dentistry than were male dentists. While the majority of female and male dentists own their own practice, worked full-time and practiced in suburban or urban areas, proportionally more female dentists were employees, worked part-time, and practiced in urban areas than male dentists. Female dentists were also more likely to provide care for younger patients and patients covered by public dental insurance, such as Medicaid, than male dentists.
What are the conclusions and policy implications of these research findings?
The conclusions and policy implications from this study suggest that it is important that we continue to monitor the differences in dental practice patterns by gender. Also, future research should investigate the influence of other factors, such as commuting time and family characteristics, to better understand the effect of gender on availability of oral health services for the growing and aging U.S. population.
Thanks, Simona, for sharing your findings with us. For more information, this report can be found on our Oral Health Workforce Research Center's website at www.oralhealthworkforce.org/reports.